Good morning and praise the Lord. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. It's Wednesday, early in the morning, February the 19th. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so, and I praise God for a wonderful night of rest after a long day on yesterday, but a glorious day nevertheless. Trust that you experienced something similar. Trust that you're feeling awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. That's how I feel. And I'm looking forward to this day. It's a day that the Lord truly has made, and we're rejoicing in it. Our focus today is the giver of all revelation. How many know that it is God who gives the light? That's what revelation is. It's light shone on the truth that reveals for us what is obvious, including what is also behind. Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. And it says, "Yet to us God has unveiled and revealed them by and through His Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. Over the last couple of days, you may be aware, if you've been looking at the sky, and I have, and I noticed, even though we were having snow and all of that, and the ground is filled with and covered with snow, the skies were clear, and it's the new moon in full blast, full shining, and it's a wonderful sight on a clear night. And I've been observing that, realizing that the moon does not shine on its own. It has no capacity for shining, other than the fact that the sun shines all the time, even though we don't see it all of the time. It shines all the time. It's never not shining. And so the moon reflects the light of the sun. And in so doing, on a clear day, a clear night, in fact, I was even observing that it was visible in the daytime. And I was thinking of how marvelous God is. And His light will illuminate situations and things and truth such that we are able to have revelation. In other words, the light reveals. And so Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus to receive wisdom and revelation. Wisdom and revelation. So the giver of all revelation is one of the names of our God. I am the giver of all revelation. It's one of His names. He's the giver of revelation. So we thank God for His light. And good morning to you, and welcome to our prayercast this morning. Thank you for joining us, and we praise God for you that you're part of our prayer team. Certainly you are, because you've teamed up with us, and so we're able to do what really and clearly causes God's heart to rejoice. And we should pray for all men everywhere, and we should pray without ceasing. All of those are commands from the Word of God, and certainly you are endeavoring to be obedient in that. And what I've done, I've just opened up all of our lines, and I'd like to begin our prayer session with prayer. No pun intended there. Let us pray. Father, we come to you with hearts filled with thanksgiving, filled with praise. You are so loving, so kind, and so gracious to us, not because we deserve it, but because you are just full of grace, and your grace is to all generations. You've been waiting and listening to your people for ages. You've anticipated our return to you, our coming to you, our embracing you in return for your great love. So today is a day for which we thank you, and we bless your holy name. Thank you for your plan of salvation and redemption, your plan to restore us, and you are restoring us back to yourself. We are no longer lost sheep. We are found by you through your Son, Jesus Christ. And today, Lord, we understand a little bit about your awesome righteousness, your awesome holiness, that you are God. And while you desire to be close to us and have us close to you, sometimes our missing the mark, our sin, will separate us from you. And Father, today we lift up ourselves to receive your mercy and your grace, that you would forgive us, each and every one of us, and all of us collectively, for our missing the mark, for our sin, for our transgressions. So we bless you today, because your word said that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and you are just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we seek you today, and we want your cleansing. We want your forgiveness from any unrighteousness, any account that we have disrupted of the flow of your mercy and your love towards us and your closeness. We ask that you would remove every hindrance, every obstacle to our being as close to you as possible. Thank you for drawing us near by your Holy Spirit on this Wednesday morning. Thank you for each person that is part of our prayer team on this day, the 19th of February. So we thank you, and we receive your cleansing and your forgiveness through your Son's mighty name, through his precious blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Once again, welcome, and thank you for joining us on Global Time with Christ Jesus. Our prayer focus today is the giver of all revelation, and of course, that's none other than the Lord himself. Well, I have a praise report. As you know, and we have been announcing, that on tomorrow, Thursday, the 20th, at 8:30 a.m., we will be convening a meeting of leaders in our cities, elected officials, pastors, ministers, heads of organizations, people that care about our city. We will be gathering at the Willing Heart Center, 555 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Now, we invite you, if you would like to be part of that event. The purpose is that we would put our hearts and minds together and willingly humble ourselves before our God and allow him to give us the unction, give us direction, and give us the courage, all the things that we need in order to do whatever he is giving us in terms of a clear task or a clear assignment. We want God to pour himself out on our city. Our city needs a visitation of the Lord by his Spirit. So we want God to pour his Spirit out on us. We want to be changed and transformed and made holy, made clean, so that God could feel welcome in our environment, in our midst. We're not praying to have our way in heaven with God, but we're praying that God would have his way with us in the earth. So join us on tomorrow. So last night I was part of a meeting of the Resident Ministers Alliance of Newark, of which I have the honor of serving on the board. I'm one of the founding members, and I tell you, God moved among us yesterday. So if that's any, or last night in fact, if that's any prelude to what's going to happen on tomorrow, I tell you, be expected, be in anticipation. So we ask that you would continue to pray for that event. But it was wonderful on yesterday. I was able to share a little bit of what we're going to be doing on Thursday. And I could see that God is moving upon our hearts. There's great receptivity to what God wants to do. And there's clearly a hunger for the Lord to move. We have to hunger after God, not after our programs, but after God. So that's a praise report, as well as an invitation and the prayer request, all wrapped up in one, that you would make it a matter of prayer. We only have approximately, maybe a little bit more than we have about 25.5 hours left, or 3/4 hour, 0.75 hours left before that event. It happens bright and early at 8:30 on tomorrow morning. Well, your lines are open, and if you have a prayer request or a praise report, now is a good time to share that as we will continue to move towards along the prayer lines of the prayer agenda that's established for today. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. I'm here to hopefully lead us and host us in this trek here before the Lord today. He is the giver of all revelation. So today we are focused on him. God bless you and welcome. And if you're hearing sounds that are not part of our prayer cast per se, it would help if you're not saying anything, you can mute your phone so there's no feedback. We're getting some feedback. Our program is being recorded and archived for the use of all of those that would be downloading or streaming our program to themselves any time of the day, and it is available 24/7. But in the meantime, if you have a prayer request or a prayer praise report, please feel free to speak up.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Let it be aired out. I hear a voice. Welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to all the saints. God bless you all on this wonderful day. We thank God for life. We thank God for his joy. We thank him for his peace that passes all understanding. We thank him for bringing us through all and watching over us through the night and giving us rest and bringing us into another brand new day where we can come before him and give him thanks and give him praise and just bless his name. I have a prayer request this morning. It's for one of my alumni sisters that I recently reconnected with when I went home to Trinidad for my class reunion. And she lives in Ohio, actually. And she fell on the ice I understood him yesterday and broke her leg.
Oh.
So I would like prayer for her, to, you know, a touch of healing, because he is a healer. So we're going to be believe God for her healing. And also, I didn't get any definite data, but I understand that there was an earthquake in Barbados yesterday morning. Something like, I think, 6 point something on the Richter scale. So if you could also, like I said, I don't have any other information. I just heard that it occurred. So if you could just lift up those two prayer requests, please, this morning.
And you said that was in Barbados?
Yes.
Well, thank you for that information. I'm just hearing about that for the first time, and I was not in touch at all yesterday with the news and the events occurring on our planet. I was so busy up until late last night. But it certainly gives me concern. I have relatives in that nation, and I know that there are many people of God in that nation. In fact, one of my relatives heads up a large ministry in, you know, him and his wife pastors a large ministry in the island of Barbados. So let us pray for your friend. What is your friend's name, the one that sustained injury?
Erica Collins.
Erica Collins. Okay. Let us take those requests to prayer right now. And while we are doing so, allow God to give us a spirit of revelation and wisdom concerning all of our praise reports and prayer requests on this morning, allowing us to see and see through. Dear Father, we come to you on behalf of Erica Collins, who we thank you for sparing her life. We thank you, Lord, that her injuries were not more serious than what they are presently. And Father, we pray, O God, that you would turn this injury and incident into a blessing. We don't know what that is and might be, but we do give you total permission to do your will and to serve yourself and your purposes for your own glory. We pray, O God, that you would heal her, speed up the healing. Father, give her comfort in her spirit, in her soul, and in her body, even now. We pray, O God, that those that are sent by you to be attentive to her injuries, that you would give them the strength, the wisdom, the understanding, and the revelation on precisely how to minister to Erica's physical needs. In the name of Jesus, bless her. And we thank you, Lord, for keeping her, for causing her to be safe relatively, so that injuries were not more serious and she still has life and her limbs. Bless her, Lord. Give her joy and peace right now. We send those directly to her. We thank you, Lord, that she will have a testimony. It's being made, a great testimony of your keeping power and your power to deliver and your power to heal. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up, first of all, your people on the island of Barbados. Right now, we thank you, Lord, for keeping them, for keeping that island in the name of Jesus. We thank you for preserving life in Jesus' name. Bless your people. Bless them. Return your joy to them. Return your hope. Sustain them. even in the midst of what might be chaotic and confusing, right now, in the name of Jesus, visit your people with peace, with healing, with deliverance, with restoration. All their needs are met by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that island. We thank you, Lord, for pushing back the waters in the name of Jesus. Setting a boundary in the name of Jesus, where the waters can only come so far. Help those people, Lord, beginning with our brothers and sisters. And we pray, O God, that even this event will cause those that are unsaved to see the light, to call upon you. And of course, you're waiting, ready, and able to answer and to respond to their cry. We thank you right now, in the name of Jesus, for reports of your move upon the island of Barbados. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, thank you for that prayer request. Now, consistent with what we began yesterday, today there are two churches that I would like us to pray for. And certainly I would love for you to join me in that. Yesterday we prayed for the Living Logos Church. We prayed for that church and the pastor there, Pastor Marcus Barnes. I'm sorry, Marcus Johnson. We also prayed for the church, the Brazilian church located in North Newark. And the name of that assembly is Projecto Vida Nova. Projecto Vida. We are getting some feedback, and we would ask if you would put your phone on mute, please. The feedback is piercing to the ears. So thank you so much for your cooperation. Yes, the name of the church in North Newark, the Brazilian church there, is Projecto Vida Nova. And the pastor is Fernando Lima. And we prayed for them on yesterday. Today, we want to lift up the two churches. And the first one is the Independent Church of God and Saints of Christ. And they're on Jones Street here in the city of Newark. And the pastor is Elder Samuel Roberts. And they are having some challenge and difficulty, very serious difficulty, with some city ordinances. And it's being, there are people that are coming to their aid. And certainly the church on last night in Newark is represented in the ministers, Resident Ministers Alliance. We are standing with Elder Samuel Roberts as they seek to get some ordinances changed that is affecting their church negatively. So we want to pray for that church. Father, we pray for Elder Samuel Roberts. We thank you for the man of God that you've created and ordained, called, and sent. And we thank you for their assembly, his assembly, the Independent Church of God and Saints of Christ. Thank you for that church that has been in this city for multiple decades. And we pray right now, Lord, you know the details of the challenge that they face and that he faces. And Father, we encircle him on your behalf with support and with prayer. And we bring their issue, we lift it up, and we are interceding for it in your presence. We speak on behalf. We ask that you would bless him. You would speak to his heart, encourage him, and encourage each member of their congregation, Lord. Give them the boldness to stand and to stand, having done all, stand. Give them the courage to fight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that every door that needs to be opened before them as they seek to bring correction to ordinances that were not properly performed by the city, that you would give them favor in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are anticipating a great report of your goodness and mercy on behalf of your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Finally, well, thank you for silencing the feedback that we were having. Thank you so much, and may God bless you. We have one more church that I would like to pray for, and it's a church that if you're in our city, you would have seen the church, because it sits prominently on Broad Street at the top of Central Avenue. Great, big, historic, monumental building, built in the 1800s, I believe, the 1880s. And the name of that church is the Petty Memorial. I've always admired that building because I love these structures that were built a long time ago. They were very formidable in quality and appearance. And so I had the privilege of meeting the pastor just last night. And he joined our fellowship, so to speak, as the Ministers Alliance. And I'd heard of him, but always looked forward to the day that I would even, in fact, be able to see inside of that wonderful building. Well, he invited me last night, and we had a chance to speak with him on last night, and he looks and to be, in fact, he was so happy and blessed by our assembly on last night, and he's looking to be in the midst on tomorrow morning at our leaders' breakfast on tomorrow morning. But his name, he hails from the Philippines, and his name is Reverend Felix Tingson, and he is the pastor of First Petty Memorial Church here in the great city of Newark. We want to pray for him and for that congregation. These are strategically placed assemblies in our city. And so we thank God for that. Let us lift him up in prayer. Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for the man of God, Pastor Tingson, that you've called and sent, and you've given him an assignment to lead the First Petty Memorial Church here in the great city of Newark. We thank you for the victory that you've given to that church, the heart that you've given to that church. You've given the pastor a heart to be involved in the community, to see your will done in our city. So we thank you, dear Father, for him. Thank you for the courage that you've given him. In the name of Jesus, bless Pastor Tingson. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless him. And bless the congregation. Bless that assembly. May your spirit move in that assembly in a mighty way, powerfully, so that it overflows beyond its boundaries. In the name of Jesus, bless that congregation, Lord. Bless them. All their needs are met in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless him. Strengthen him in spirit, in mind, and in body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the power of the blood. Hallelujah. The power of the blood. Wash through that environment cause a shift that invites the outpouring of your spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, I prayed. We prayed for those two churches. There's another ministry I would like us to pray for while we're in that gear, and it's the Word International House of Prayer, and that's Pastor Jacob Abamido. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Jacob's Abamido. And I had a brief conversation with him on last night, and he hails from the country of Nigeria on the continent of Africa. And he's a senior pastor of Ministry of the Word International House of Prayer. And they're located on Broad Street here in the city of Newark. I can tell you, Newark is a church town. We have at least 900 plus churches in our city. And that's significant in that there are about 900 streets, different streets in our city. So it's possible to have a church on every block. And when you visit our city, you'll actually see that. Sometimes more than one on the block. So our city is intended to be a kingdom city. It was founded by the forefathers to be a kingdom city, as close to the kingdom of heaven as possible. That's the declaration. I'm not making that up. The founding fathers actually stated that, and it can be read on a bronze plaque at the Robert Street Hotel on a Park Place, downtown Newark. You can read it word for word, that was their intent. They have it inscribed. We're talking about families like the Freeland Hysons and the Stephen Cranes and others that came to this city or came and bought the land from the Hackensack Indians. And Newark included what the space it occupies, 24 square miles, but it also included some of Bergen County, some of Union County, and so on and so forth. So it was huge. And they came here to found a city that was as close to the kingdom of God as possible. And the battle has waged for the city of Newark ever since. But guess who wins? The Lord and his kingdom, because this is his city. So we thank God for all the churches that God has placed here, and I believe it's part of something that's yet to come, and that is another revival, not a revival, another one. Newark has had powerful visitations in the past, and that's history. Jonathan Edwards was ordained right here in the city of Newark. David Brainerd worshipped right here in the city of Newark. And these are great men of God who are certainly markers of God's plan and purposes throughout history in our city. Okay, let's pray for the Ministry of the Word International House of Prayer. Father, we know that you have just done a wonderful work in our city, and you have many assemblies, and you're wanting to visit us on a special day in a special way. You want to cause the life of heaven to flow through our city from border to border, from east to west, from north to south. And Father, there's the battle that we are engaged in constantly against the supernatural dark forces that are encamped against our city, encamped against pastors, encamped against assemblies. Father, now on this day, we call on your great mercy and the horns of your throne that you would visit this city. using all of those pastors and assemblies that are willing to humble ourselves before your mighty throne. We pray for the ministry of the Word International House of Prayer. We pray for the shepherd there, Jacob's Abamido. We thank you, Lord, for him. Bless him, Lord. Strengthen his spirit. Strengthen his soul, his body, in the name of Jesus. Even as he leads that flock and that assembly, Father, you are the God of revelation. You are the giver of all revelation. We pray that there would be continued light revelation for Pastor Jacobs and the flock there, that something extraordinary coming from your throne would be imparted to that assembly, to your people, that the atmosphere that you've placed that assembly in, that pastor, would be shifted in a way that invites an outpouring of your power, of your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Minds and hearts would be illuminated with revelation so that the power of heaven would touch down like a tornado in the location where that assembly sits and your people of God worships. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are believing you for a network of the move of God upon this city in the name of Jesus in a mighty way. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us in that prayer. Okay, is there a praise report or another prayer request? And our time is winding up, I should say. And now is a good time for us to give life and breath to that prayer request. Don't hold on to it. Don't keep it hidden. Expose it to the light of heaven, because God is the giver of revelation. So we thank those of you who have given a prayer request, and we want to hear some more. We want the Spirit of God to direct our session. And so if you have a prayer request, don't be bashful. Just let us know, and we will agree with you around the throne of grace. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Wonderful. God bless you and welcome. Okay, that's Pastor Jacobs. Well, God bless you. God bless
you. Thank
you,
sir.
God bless you. Wonderful.
Thank you so much for that prayer. Amen.
Oh, well.
My request is that the Lord would unite every pastor in Newark, that the Lord will bring all of us as one. In line with the meeting for tomorrow, that it will be the beginning of a divine spark of unity.
Yes.
To pull down satanic stronghold that has been blindfolding the town.
Pastor, thank you for joining us, and certainly we welcome you. Your prayer request resonates powerfully with my heart, and I'm sure with many of us that are on. Our hearts are also fired by what you've just expressed. I'm going to ask you, if you will, to lead us in that prayer.
Okay.
I feel that, I'm telling you. I feel that. And the meeting last night I was so touched. I came away with my heart exulting because I sensed that as a sentiment in the air as well. And so it's pleasing when God has shown you something and given you a hunger and thirst to see it manifest, but then you hear it in the coming from others in many various different ways, and such as you just expressed, and where we're coming away from the independence and isolation of just ourselves and our ministries. So, Pastor Jacobs, I will ask you if you would lead us in that prayer, because
okay.
I'm believing God, and with you and with all of the others that are on and others that are not on right now, for that to happen in this city.
Okay.
It's coming together.
Amen.
Let us pray. Go ahead.
Okay, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, you did pray before you departed the earth for unity. Therefore,
yes.
we come in line with your will. Lord,
yes.
we ask in the name of Jesus, you declared, Jesus, that you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Yes.
Therefore, Lord, we bring all the churches in Newark before you.
Yes.
And
yes,
we take authority over every demon of denomination,
yes.
every spirit of
yes.
religiosity, every
yes.
spirit of division, every satanic
yes.
stronghold that has caused us to begin to have our own kingdom. We take authority over them in the name of Jesus. We bind their powers with the chains
yes.
of iron. And we
yes.
command
yes.
the Father, the Holy Ghost, to destroy every power that has been
yes.
separating the churches in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Holy Ghost, come upon you.
Yes.
You are the power of the highest. We ask in
yes.
the name of Jesus that you will move in the heart of every servant of God that you have raised
yes.
in Newark. You will unite us and cause
yeah.
us to begin to pray together, work together. For your word says, one will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000. Father,
oh.
we ask, O God, in Jesus' name, that you bind
yes.
our hearts together to see
yes.
the work of the gospel move forward in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes,
we take authority
yes.
over the spirit of pride. We take authority
yes.
over the spirit of egocentrism. We take authority over personal ambition. We take authority over everything that is not of God, everything that Jesus did not declare about his church that is holding us apart. Lord, we
yes.
break those walls now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Father,
Jesus.
We call upon you, O God. With you, all things
yes.
are possible. Are you not God? Is there anything too hard for you? Have you not asked us to go and preach the gospel? Did you not say, if we call upon you, we will answer? Lord, we join
yes.
our hearts together today. Even as you
yes.
revealed to me years ago, Lord, that there is a need for the churches in Newark to come together to pray, and then you will push away the power of darkness. Therefore, I stand
yes.
on your
yes.
revelation, on
yes.
your word now, God. I ask, Father, unite us together. Father, bond our hearts into one. Help us to become bonded in unity to see your work go forward. Father, I
yes.
plead the blood of Jesus upon every pastor in Newark. I cover all
yes.
the churches with the blood of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I ask that we move in our hearts and cause
yes.
a great desire in our hearts to come together. Satan,
oh,
we take authority
oh, yes.
over you. We resist you by the fire of the Holy Ghost. We decree and declare you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you have been blindfolding the men and the women of God and the Christians in your work from coming together today, we pull down that veil in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
we bless
yes.
you. Holy Ghost, we invite you. Have your right of
yes.
way. In Jesus'
yes.
name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. It is done. Hallelujah. Pastor Jacobs, just on yesterday, we identified seven spirits that we've seen in the Word of God in the book of Revelation, the second and third chapters. We're seeing seven spirits that oppose the church. And this was revealed to the Apostle John by Jesus Christ himself. And one of those spirits is the spirit of pride. And that is in chapter 3, verse 14. through 17 and verse 21. It's there clearly. The spirit of pride. That's the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 14 through 17 and verse 21. But I encourage all of us to read the second chapter in its entirety in Revelation and the third chapter in its entirety, because this is Jesus' revelation to the Apostle John. It doesn't get more from the horse's mouth, so to speak, than that. And there are six other spirits: the spirit of revelation, the spirit of intimidation, the spirit of compromise, the spirit of traditionalism, the spirit of Jezebel, which is a controlling spirit, and then there's the spirit of inferiority. And so there are seven particular prince demons that orchestrate a series of attacks on various assemblies, various churches, and the church as a whole. We want to thank you for joining us today. This is indeed a wonderful experience on this day. God is bringing us together. He really, really is. That's his intent. If we would humble ourselves, that's what he would do. And beyond that, then the demonic realm will have no legal authority to function in our atmosphere. Satan would have to take up his weapons and leave, because there's no legal ground. But if he finds the spirit of pride and all of those other things in us, then there's legal ground. And he'll accuse us, because he's an accuser of the brethren before God. So thank you, Pastor Jacobs, for joining us. And, of course, you're always welcome. And we're looking forward to what God will do on tomorrow morning at approximately a little later than this time. And I believe we will see our heart's desire fulfilled as ourselves and others humble ourselves before God. Because he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray, I will heal their land. Well, he's God of his word. He's God of his word. Well, may God bless all of you. I would like to just share a benediction with you so that you have a seal, if you will, upon you concerning this wonderful day in this wonderful session we have. And our benediction for today is taken from Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. Walk in victory. Join us on tomorrow morning, same time, 6 o'clock. And God is doing a work. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.